Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we always hear in movies and in TV, you know, right before someone's about to die, they go, oh my gosh, my life, my life just flashed across my eyes, you know, all my whole life. And, you know, they end up not dying. And then they're in the arms of, I don't know, Jack Reacher or whoever. And they do their thing and they're like, oh, you know, I'm all in love or whatever. And then it's like, oh, wow. And so you wonder, you know, well, if somebody died, you know, did they, well, you know, I love being able to hear these stories of people who thought they were about to die or were about to die or were dead, came back and they saw the light or they saw Jesus or they saw their life flash, you know, before their eyes. But we just don't have a lot of science to it. And I've been nervous about that concept. Not the dying, well, yeah, the dying part too, but what of my life? What video, I mean, what montage is going to be the one that comes across me during that last moment? And I'm a little nervous because what if I'm with my husband? And part of my life flashing before my eyes included Dirk. You know? And so what if I scream his name, Dirk? You know, and I don't want my husband going, wait a second, who's Dirk? You know? And you know, by the way, you all think that when your light flashes, you know, across your, what is it? My flash before your eyes? My light flash before my eyes? You think it's going to be all the good, romantic, steamy, sexy, beautiful memories. No, most of our memories, us taking a shower, us sitting on the toilet, us sleeping, us, you know, eating our food. We spent more time doing that than in the bedroom. I know a lot of you guys go, oh, no, well, we lasted longer than you. Trust me, you spend more time eating, in the potty, showering. So my worry is it's going to be the menial, day-to-day bits of our memory that flashes before our eyes and not the very steamy, you know, hot tub love scene that I'm hoping would come, you know, flash before my eyes. Not going to happen. So my guess, which is probably why people are like, you know what? Yeah, if that was the montage of my life, I mean, if that's what the documentary is going to be, the biography, yeah, let me leave and let me make the next chapter better. And I really believe, I believe it doesn't end when we're on this earth. I know we've had surgery, and when you have surgery, it's like lights out. And I don't think so. I think our souls, I think God has us here for a reason. And it's an interview. And we're being interviewed. It's like a job interview. And God watches us and he sees us. And then he decides after we're on this earth where he wants us for eternity in heaven or hell. And then he decides, okay, you know, you'll be in shipping and receiving. You'll be in marketing. You know, I don't know where he's going to put me. I can't cook. I could cook a little bit. But it'll be very interesting to see. But that's what I think it is. I think this is a dress rehearsal. And he's watching what we all do. And then based on everything we've done and what, you know, like, okay, you are going to be perfect for this. I mean, imagine a lifelong interview. That's what I think. That's just me. So when your light flashes before your eyes, that's your resume. And that's the resume that God's going to see. So you might want to put your pants on, you know, for part of it. You might want to clean up some of the things you do because that light flashing before your eyes is your resume. So, what happened? Well, in medicine, this is fascinating. Neuroscientists have been reported by The Guardian, where an international team of scientists has reported an unexpected situation where they were able to capture the brain activity of an 87-year-old patient as he died. He was admitted to the ER after a fall that caused a bleed to the brain. He sadly subsequently deteriorated. Doctors had an EEG, the electroencephalogram, to monitor the brain activity, and they found that he developed epilepsy. And we talked about how epilepsy is a misfiring of electrical currents within the brain, so things don't maybe act and things don't function that well. During the EEG recordings, he ends up having a heart attack and dies. But the recordings were capturing the 30 seconds before and after the man's heart stopped beating, suggesting in his final moments, may he rest in peace, he experienced changes in different types of brain waves, including alpha and gamma. The study suggests that interactions between different types of brain waves do continue after the brain stops flowing in the brain. Researchers add that given the cross-coupling between alpha and gamma activity involved in cognitive processes and memory recall in healthy subjects, it is intriguing to speculate that such activity could support a last recall of life that may take place in the near-death state. Now, this is not a large, multi-center, cross-sectional analysis, you know, big, huge study, multi-year cohort. It's not a study like that. This is one person that, luck of the draw, they caught this. I mean, what researchers are going to have to do is, and they are going to be able to do this, is let's say there's people being shut off a ventilator. You know, they can have the EEG on and see if this happens. But the problem is some people that might be, let's say, in a coma, they might already have, you know, they might be considered, you know, inactive in the brain, and so that might not work as well. You almost need to catch somebody that's terminal. But while doctors are trying to save their life, you know, it's going to be hard for you to go, sorry, I have to do the study. But it's fascinating to me, but also it makes perfect sense that there'll be electrical charges, and there will be just the idea of memory. Us having memory and being able to recall things. Some things I just don't recall. My husband will say, yeah, you said this to so-and-so, and that was good. I go, I did? How the fuck come I don't remember it? You know, it's like, what the heck? And I've never, you know, drunk alcohol to the point where I couldn't remember something. And, you know, and I eat healthy, and I exercise. Why would I not remember things? Well, as you get older, part of your memory just fades, and parts of those brain, part of the brain, especially with your recent memory. But to think that your whole life flashes before your eyes, like I said, you know, that you might want to kind of clean it up a little bit and get some better memories, because all I know is the last couple seconds before I leave, I want to think about Dirk, my husband. I want to think about my husband. 1-877-DIE-DOLLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like the truckers are on. At least 1,000 truckers right now have started to move towards D.C. as part of the People's Convoy protest. They have left California today, and then it is going to be an 11-day trek to Washington, D.C. Remember, they're truckers. They, you know, they know the roads. They got this. And it is supposed to be peaceful, supposed to be very impactful. But, of course, D.C. is concerned, and I think they're requesting National Guard assistance. They've reinstalled fencing, and, yeah. You know, meanwhile, cities across the United States are grappling with horrible crime. And, you know, there's just, you know, where's the National Guard for that? But I get it. The states have to decide to use it. So the People's Convoy is inspired by the Canada's Freedom Convoy. The Canadian Freedom Convoy included weeks of demonstrations, also included some American truckers, and it ended up blockading border crossings, keeping Ottawa from moving for a while, and then Trudeau had to invoke emergency measures in order to make arrests and break it up. Well, we know that multiple countries throughout the world are kind of now following suit, as they want to, you know, make their case heard when it comes to the mandates, when it comes to many of these draconian measures that have been done against COVID. And as a doctor, I have been a little shocked at the way public health officials did this and the way this went down, because my fear now is when there is something bigger and meaner, and there always is, you have completely lost most of the American public in terms of their support, because some of the things that were done and recommended, and or not even recommended, mandated, just made no sense. Like, I think right now in L.A., the vaccinated people could remove their mask, the unvaccinated can't. And you have to show proof of vaccine, which means the unvaccinated are now marked, kind of like a scarlet letter, you know, or the Jude star. So everybody could know who's unvaccinated, even though vaccinated people were getting Omicron or were spreading Omicron too. What's the point? So these are things that are just not making a lot of sense to me, and they don't make a lot of sense to a lot of truckers. So the People's Convoy now is arguing that the government has forgotten its place and seeks to advocate for all Americans. And fascinatingly, many of them are vaccinated. Many of the truckers are vaccinated. They just don't want the mandates, just like me. I'm vaccinated. I just don't like the mandates. So the Freedom Convoy has called on the federal government to end the national emergency enacted at the start of the pandemic, arguing that the threat posed by the virus has now receded. President Joe Biden extended the emergency, which was set to expire next week. The president did so after arguing that the pandemic continues to cause significant risk to the public health, and safety of the nation. No, what causes risks is you fired and discharged Navy SEAL, hundreds if not thousands of military workers. You've now scared many people from wanting to join the military because if they don't want to get boosters. You know, a lot of people got the shot, but they don't want to get a booster. And that, to me, is a threat of the safety of our nation because, don't we need our troops right now? Don't we need our military? Don't we need cops? Don't we need nurses and doctors? And we've been firing people left and right, because they didn't get the vaccine. Meanwhile, they've obviously lived through the pandemic, and they can't you just test for their immunity? Can't you do a blood test? Well, the natural immunity doesn't last. Well, we're seeing, vaccine immunity not last also. We got to be logical here, people. The People's Convoy organizers say they do not intend to disrupt roads or bridges, like what happened in Canada. But some semi-truck drivers, according to Daily Mail, are already calling for widespread blockades, including Bob Bolas, who on Monday vowed the Beltway and other roads in and out of D.C. will be shut down. Now, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, the Pentagon, and Biden have been accused of overreacting to the convoy after it emerged that 500 D.C. cops have been put on standby for violence, 700 members of the National Guard also at the ready. This is why I don't have a problem, per se, with there being police and National Guard, even though I would really like to see that in these like in Atlanta, where rapes are up 236%. I mean, even though I would like to see that support for these states that need it with crime, there's always, and didn't we have Antifa trying to dress up as white supremacists at a Trump rally? And I mean, when some of this BS starts to happen. And I'm not saying that it won't turn violent, but, I don't believe the truckers have that intention. There could always be somebody, one, who's an idiot, or two, somebody who's purposely trying to rile things up. And then, sadly, it could get out of control. So I do think if you are going to have a concert or a massive group of people, you do have an increased presence. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. My problem is you're having an extra 1,200 people there, for security when there's so many other places that are begging for security and help that don't have, and the border. The border's been begging for security and help down there. So it's a little inconsistent. Bob Bullis is leading the D.C.-bound convoy of about 25 semis from Pennsylvania. He began his route today. There was a two-hour delay because there was a flat tire. Not sure how that happened. But he says, we're not going to cause a traffic problem any more than they live with every single day. So I understand people in the D.C. area are like, oh, no, what's going to happen? This is going to stink. You know, but, you know, these truckers are, they kind of have nothing to lose. You know, they're already underpaid. Their health is already at risk because of what they do. They're, you know, they sit in a cab of a truck for days on end, away from their families, isolated. They don't get to go to the gym every day. They don't get to eat regularly home-cooked meals. And they have the stress of driving and the stress and the risk of being on the road all the time. And so, especially with cold and snow and things like that. And so, you know, people are like, well, gosh, you know, these truckers, you know, why would they do that? They have, you know, they're really going to give up their livelihood. You know, that's why so many got arrested in Canada. They're like, what else do we have to lose at this point? And if I'm going to do something with my life, I'm going to do it for a cause. And this is where I have told you guys is one of the scariest parts of where we are going with this. Because when people feel they have nothing to lose, you know, we have to kind of look and go, how did we get here? Why are people feeling that restricted? Now, I understand there's always somebody who feels they're like, you know, well, they'll chain themselves to a tree or chain themselves to a building. And I get it. They, you know, they feel strongly. And I'm like, look, it's not worth you losing your life over. But when I saw, you know, people, you know, starting to, you know, be at the Capitol, we're talking, I saw grandmas and grandpas there, you know, and I'm like, they're walking into the Capitol. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, but, you know, these are people that are like, you know what? Jail doesn't scare me now. You know, losing my job doesn't scare me because I've already lost my job. Once the pandemic, deputized public officials and what's the word for it? Infused in them a false sense of authority that they could close down your business, yeah, take away your livelihood. A lot of these people, they don't have much to lose. And the country needs truckers. And there's not a lot of people volunteering for that job. The organizer said in a statement, this convoy is about freedom and unity. The truckers are riding unified across party and state lines and with people of all colors and creeds. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Mormons, agnostics, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, Republicans, and Democrats. And that is something that, you know, we've been telling you. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. I know liberals that, you know, don't like the mandates. I know conservatives that want the mask mandates. I mean, this is not just a party line. It seems to maybe be the majority one way or the other. But, you know, people have, you know, the tribalism of their political party, but there are other tribes that are a little bit more important to them and hit closer to home, like the trucker tribe. The truckers are a family. That's why American truckers went up to help Canadian truckers who they didn't even know. Because you mess with one trucker, you mess with all of them. And that will surpass and supersede a Democrat or Republican philosophy or a I support Biden or, you know, support Joe Brandon or whatever. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's go Brandon. So that's kind of where this is going. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, called for other members of the body to join together and isolate Russia for its unprovoked further aggression against Ukraine. During remarks delivered during the U.N. General Assembly, Thomas Greenfield said, other U.N. member states must recognize the threat before all of us today, before it's too late. There is no middle ground. Calling for both sides to de-escalate only gives Russia more power and a pass. Russia is the aggressor here. Thomas Greenfield urged the other member states to show Russia that it's isolated and alone in its aggressive actions. Today marked the start of the trial for the sole Louisville, Kentucky police officer charged in connection to the no-knock search warrant raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankinson is charged with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. He allegedly fired shots that endangered three other people who were inside an apartment directly behind Taylor's. This is USA Radio News. The People's Convoy is set to leave California, and with that story, here's USA Katie Lewis.
The People's Convoy co-organizers say their chain of trucks driving from coast to coast in California and will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
This is a peaceful movement across the country, and while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal jury began deliberating this morning on the fates of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights by not providing medical aid during his fatal arrest and failing to stop their senior officer's excessive use of force. The U.S. District Court jury received their final instructions from Judge Paul Mangeson before the panel started weighing the evidence. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thank you for Daniel, who's our producer today. Okay, guys. So, yeah, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, ever since COVID hit us, we were like, where the hell did this sucker come from? And I can only tell you what I know because in November of 2019, we were getting a lot of people sick. And they were testing negative for flu because I would say, go get a flu test. Something doesn't sound right. And they're like, I did get a flu test. It was negative. So I got something else. And so we're like, well, I don't know. Maybe the flu tests aren't that sensitive. Something was going on. And that was November and December of 2019. And then January 2020, we're like, okay, there's something going on in China. Actually, I think end of December, we heard there's something going on in China. Maybe it's here. And I'm like, I bet that's what we've been seeing this whole time. And then by January 2020, We kind of realized that we're in the midst of a pandemic. Well, they called it an epidemic. They're like, it's not a pandemic yet, and then it took a while for them to finally call it a pandemic. And then by March, we started to shut down and all that. Well, of course, people are like, well, where the hell did this come from? So for me, I'm thinking, look, you know, if I haven't kind of possibly seen cases of this in November, then the origin had to have been at least months before. Because it takes a while to get to America. It takes a while. It takes a while for it to get to pandemic level. And so I believe the Trump administration said this all happened August 2019. And to me, it made some logical sense because that means 3 months for it to grow, expand, and then finally start making its way to the U.S. in November. And then there was some sewage water research done that found that COVID could have been persisting in California in late 2019. So we kind of started to put pieces together. Meanwhile, I had looked up what happened with the first COVID because I remember talking about or the first SARS virus. And the first SARS virus outbreak was ruled from Singapore as a lab leak. Singapore said, look, back in 2002 to 2003, that first outbreak that killed, I think, 863 people, hospitalized more, probably from a lab leak. And then a couple people died from SARS in 2004. Chinese researchers at the CDC get fired because, again, another lab leak. So when this all happened, I'm like, well, it's got to be a lab leak. But one thing that kind of confused people is how did we get the vaccine so quickly? We were told originally that Moderna figured it out in 2 days. And I'm like, that's not true. And then we were told within 42 days, Moderna already had the vaccine and ready to submit to the government. And that this started to happen in January and February of 2020. And we were like, well, dang, that's fast. So I assumed that there was something going on where there was, you know, some data sharing. This technology has been around for a while. The SARS-CoV virus of SARS, there's one, there's two. Those are viruses that aren't brand spanking new. So I figured we did have some basic data bases and data sets. But Business Insider had said that Moderna was able to design the vaccine in just 2 days. And so this keeps coming up. Moderna was able to design the vaccine in 2 days. So what data set did it have? Well, now, and again, I mean, you know, kudos to Moderna for being able to come up with a vaccine. But how, there had to have been some data set, you know, that was already there from either previous research or, you know, and so how was this? Because with Ebola, gosh, that took forever to come up with a treatment for Ebola. And Ebola has been around longer than this virus. So now we're being told that researchers think that, again, COVID could have been tinkered in a lab because the virus has a tiny chunk of DNA that matches the sequences that was patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. And in order for COVID to uniquely do this by themselves, it's like a 1 in 3 trillion chance. So this is being reported by Daily Mail. They say that the researchers identified a tiny snippet of code or chunk that is identical to part of a gene that was patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic. It was discovered in SARS-CoV-2's initial furin cleavage site, the part that makes it, you know, effective in infecting people and then separates it from other coronaviruses and makes it stand out. And the structure has been one of the focal points, I guess, this particular structure, as scientists don't believe that was a piece that could be naturally made or acquired. The international team of researchers suggest the virus may have mutated to have a furin cleavage site during experiments on human cells in the lab. They claim there is a 1 in 3 trillion chance that Moderna's sequence randomly appeared through natural evolution. Now, they say there is some debate about whether the match is as rare as the study claims, other experts describing it as just a coincidence rather than a smoking gun, because there's still a lot of people saying, no, no, no. But this was published in Frontiers of Virology, and I want to try to look at this a little deeper, where researchers compared COVID's makeup to millions of sequence proteins in an online database. And the virus is made up of 30,000 letters of genetic code. They carry the information needed to spread on little nucleotides. And they say it's the only coronavirus of its type to carry 12 unique letters that allow its spike protein to be activated by an enzyme called furin. And that allows it to kind of, you know, spread between human cells. Because remember, the virus has to take over a cell, then it has to move to another cell. And then it has to be able to escape from that cell. So there's that process. And they say analysis of the original COVID genome found the virus shares a sequence of 19 specific letters with a genetic section that is actually owned by Moderna. Now, the pharmaceutical company filed a patent back in February 2016 as part of its cancer research division. This patented sequence, because people are like, well, what the hell is it for? That sequence is part of a gene called MSH3, and that is known to affect how damaged cells repair themselves in the body. Scientists have highlighted this pathway as that a target for cancer treatments. You know, so cancer will be a deformed cell that will damage other cells. And so part of the cancer fight will, you know, be able to identify and repair damaged cells. But they say 12 of the shared letters make up the structure of COVID's furin cleavage site, the rest being a match with nucleotides on a nearby part of the genome. So these were done from University of Oregon researchers. Dr. Bala Murali Ambadi said that the matching code could have originally been introduced to the COVID genome through infected human cells expressing this MSH3 gene. So, you know, another professor goes, well, it might not be significant enough to say there was manipulation. But the one thing, like I said, there's all these little pieces that just don't make sense. And again, kudos to Moderna, kudos to Pfizer, being able to come up with vaccines. But, you know, Moderna was one of the first. And again, we were told it took 42 days for them to actually present a vaccine to the government. 42 days. So they had a vaccine ready by March. But then they had to, again, go through the trials and things like that until it could finally get approved and distributed in December. But here, like I said, you know, Business Insider, and this isn't the first time I heard, where the Moderna company was able to design their vaccine in 48 hours. Which means that somebody had data, and again, this doesn't mean Moderna did anything wrong, but what it means is they were obviously studying, somebody must have been studying the virus, somebody could have gotten hold of Moderna's technology. I know something about, you know, how recombination works and how this technology works, but, you know, there's just something not right. And then when they say, well, the NIH was aware that, you know, the Wuhan lab was working on SARS-CoV, I mean, you know, it could be that also somebody screwed up really badly, but, you know, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nancy is like, what is this Wordle that everybody's playing? Everybody's not playing it. This Wordle, it's something that, you know what, I don't understand how some things become completely viral, like a Pet Rock or a Cabbage Patch Kid or the Billy Bass Fish Mouth. Wordle is a game that for some reason now has been taken over by the New York Times. I don't know. Where, I guess, you put in a word, and you have to figure out a five-letter word. They did five-letter because people cuss. It's a five-letter word, and you have, I think, six tries to do it. And you're not supposed, everybody gets the same word. Because I posted the word going, look at me. And they were like, no, take it off. Now everybody knows the word. I was like, oh, sorry. And so I guess it's something that, the whole world can play if they want. And you come up with a word, or you like, I'll use the word stare. And I use that because there's an S, a T, an A, an R, and an E. Kind of like Wheel of Fortune. Remember Wheel of Fortune? You had to pick letters, and you would pick the most common letters. Like, you got to pick 5 or 6 or 7, so everybody would pick an L, an N, an S, an R, a T, you know, then E. Yeah, you know, you got one vowel, so everybody would pick an E or an A. So I pick the word stare, and then from there it tells me which letters are in the word or which letters are in the exact places they're supposed to be. And then you have a little keyboard, and you can pick other letters. A lot of times, I won't use the. Although there might be a clue. I don't know if they give us a clue. But that would stink if they've given us a clue, because I just do it, you know, freehand. And then I'll just come up with a completely other word just to see if those letters are in there, and then I'll jumble the words around. So I like it because it kind of keeps your mind busy. But sadly, you know, people cheat. Because they go online and they go, well, what are the, you know, what's a 5-letter word that has an E at the end and a T and the, you know, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, but I like to do it. And, you know, I want to keep my mind busy, and I do think word games help with that, you know, because you really need to think, and you need to, you know, I haven't chewed on my pencil since medical school. And, because everything is now is on a computer, and, yeah, I do have tests, and I do, you know, a board review, you know, as a doctor, but nothing that makes you, you know, I don't know, have to think and use analytical thinking and things like that. So I like it. It's a cool game, you know, but you're not missing out. But it's called Wordle, W-O-R-D-L-E. Not sure why it's now through the New York Times, but I guess it's something, there's no ads on there, so I'm not really sure what that relationship is, but that's what's going on. One of you had asked me yesterday if I'm on Trump's Truth social app. I didn't know Trump's social media app was going to be out. I thought it was going to be launched or completely up and running in March. But I guess on President's Day, he launched it. So, you know, in the media, I'm going to be on everything. I know some of you guys are mad that I still have a Twitter account. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I don't do that much with Snapchat. I haven't done much with TikTok because, again, I wasn't sure what was going on with China and all that. But I'm on Facebook, obviously. So, yeah, so I made an account, and then I was told that I am 500, let me see, 25. Let me read what it tells you here, because I got this. It's interesting, because one of you had said I'm like 504,000 on the waiting list. Apparently they put you on a waiting list. I got, thank you for joining. Due to massive demand, we have placed you on a wait list. We love you. And we're not just, and you're not just another number to us, but your wait list number is below. And so it's, I'm 512,225 on the wait list. So it shows it's popular. If you have 500,000 people on the wait list, and most people didn't even know that the app was out. But we're being told that there were some glitches. I think there was a 13-hour outage. There was, some people couldn't. I guess, get a secure username. They couldn't log in. It only asked for a birthday to make sure you were over 18 and an email, and then they verified your email. And I guess how it works is it's a little bit like Facebook. It's a little bit like Twitter. But rather than there being a status update or a tweet, it basically is a truth. They call it a truth. And then if you retweet something or share something, it's called a re-truth. So the app, according to the website, was supposed to be a platform, or is supposed to be a platform that's supposed to be free of censorship. Truth Social, quote, encourages an open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating against political ideology. And so these things then are called truths. And it's interesting, because I am wondering how they're going to handle, you know, somebody saying, like, how they're going to handle libel. Dahlia is pregnant with her 18th baby. Well, that's not necessarily a truth. You know, I mean, do they have a right to say that? I don't care. You could say that, you know. But I just wonder how then, you know, if somebody gets slandered, how that gets handled. You know, I mean, I believe already there's still some protections on social media where, you know, you can't slander somebody else. But anyway. So, if you like a truth, you hit a heart icon, there's banner images, avatars. So it looks like a nice, clean, pretty app. It's blue. Of course, it has a T in there, T for truth, T for Trump. And so, this was done because Trump was banned on Twitter, banned on Facebook, banned on multiple social media sites. So I guess a day after, what's fascinating is a day after Truth Social was launched on Apple's App Store, it topped the download charts. And it was like the number one, the number one downloaded app. If it's going to, be popular and, try to take on Facebook and Twitter, it's got to work. It's got to get people off the wait list. Because, my problem, what was that other one? Parler. Parler, it was, a nice, clean site, it looked like. But the problem is a lot of people, they don't want to start from scratch in terms of getting users and followers and things like that. And I found Parler to be very, I in the media, I want to be on all the platforms and see what's trending and things like that. I just found it kind of hard to follow. And it blows my mind how Facebook has transformed over the years, and Twitter. Twitter still is very hard to follow. Twitter, it's just too cluttered for me. But Facebook, I guess I'm used to. And so I like Facebook. And I know people are like, gosh, why are you still on Facebook? Facebook, censors people and all that. And it just for me, that's how I, see my family. It's how I see my friends. And so, I'm one of the millions that kind of got, kind of suckered in. And I use it as it's like a second home. I don't have to call my mom. I can see she's on Facebook and know she's okay. I can see that my, family's members' kids are growing up and all that. And, it just allows that sort of community. I know what's going on with my friends, I don't want to see, people put other people out of business. But what I do want to see is there being, places where people can still express themselves. People can, have an opinion. Like I told you, I got censored because I was going to be on the news talking about the new Merck drug. And this was before most news outlets were talking about it, the molnupiravir. And I was told if this happens again, I could be kicked off Facebook. And I'm like, but it's a headline. NBC News is talking about it. I'm going on an NBC News affiliate to talk about it. So my problem is sometimes the censoring is wrong. At first there shouldn't be that kind of censoring. What did I say that was so wrong? And the threat. So what does it do? It made me nervous about saying anything I was going to do in the news. That's not how you could live. That's not what these platforms are supposed to be about. So, we'll see what Truth Social does. We'll see if it is able to, deal with the kinks. We'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Don't go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov
/ITA. Simply select your text questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.